There are four musical notes that will just send Rochelle into a tizzy, and I'll share them with you right now.
Ugh.
There they are. It's the Christmas Shoes.
What's wrong with you?
Vinny, you know this song?
I think so.
I'll give you a little bit of the... It's a very sad song. It was almost Christmas time. So this is a song about a little boy whose mother's dying, and he goes to buy her a pair of shoes.
And he doesn't have enough money.
And so the guy, the singer of the song, is the role of the song. He says, well, I'll give you a few bucks so you can buy your mom a pair of shoes.
Ugh.
And it's a super sad song. And we were putting up decorations and playing music over the weekend. And that song, well, I picked it. It came up in rotation because it is sad, but it's also a beautiful song.
It's not. And I got a little, it's so emotional.
Listen,
it's like,
I got a little soft spot for a tearjerker once in a while. It feels good to have a good cry.
Guess.
And Rochelle goes, you're a monster.
You are a monster. I'm sitting there, you know, gleefully decorating the tree and wrapping presents. And then you turn on not only the song, but the music video from the Hallmark movie with this little boy.
Listen, the Hallmark movie stars Rob Lowe. So it's not.
So what?
What's sad about that? I mean, it's Rob Lowe.
Sad. It's so sad.
It is sad, but not everything can be Thumper Thumper Frosty the Snowman.
I understand, but I also don't need to hear that on Saturday night when I'm decorating the Christmas tree. That's not where my head needs to be, because I'm sitting on the floor sobbing, bawling my face, trying to wrap gifts. I mean, it was just,
sometimes you need a good cry.
That was not the time.
Not the time.
That was not. That song during the holidays is never the time. Like
you get a little misty with "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas,"
yes,
too.
That one is a little less so.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Yeah, that's not.
Why though?
For me.
Why
you
is
are
that,
also a monster?
Why is that necessary?
No, but Christmas Shoes, I feel like, is one of those songs that if it's on and you hear it, then it's fine. It is what it is. You're going to cry. But you don't seek it out.
Now, listen.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't search out Christmas Shoes while you're trying to be, you know, festive. That's not the song you search out.
Jim Valvano once said, there's three things you got to do in life, and one of them was cry every day.
Yeah.
So I turned that on to cry.
Who is that? Is that a football coach or something?
No, he was an old basketball coach.
Okay, I figured it had to be a coach of some sort. Now, in addition to the sad song, I did introduce you to Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey.
Yes, that's very fun.
Walking around in women's underwear.
Also different.
And it's the most fattening time of the year.
And it's true.
So we also did those songs.
And those were fun.
And those were fun.
Those were fine.
It's Rami, Rochelle, intern Vince. Welcome to Tuesday, December the 7th, 2021. It's one of those days, I know I mentioned this and you guys kind of glazed over back on November 22nd. It's a day that has some historical significance. It is the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor Day.
Oh, yes.
December 7th, 1941. Of course, that fateful event and that famous speech, the date of infamy. So sometimes those dates pop up and you think of these kind of things.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's obviously we weren't there for that, but I do.
No, I understand we weren't there for that. I have been out to Hawaii and I did see the memorial.
Did you see it?
Yeah. It's very special. You should definitely do it. I bet you have seen the Josh Hartnett movie about Pearl Harbor.
Oh, 100%.
Don't get me started on that movie. Oh, loved it.
Did you see Midway, which came out last year? I heard that was good.
I watched that movie, yeah.
Didn't we start that? We were like at a hotel or something, and we started half of it, and then we ended up turning
it
off.
We did. It was pretty boring, actually.
Yeah, it was a lot of dialogue.
Hey, Vinny, you know what we started watching? We did like six episodes. You watching this Money Heist thing on Netflix?
I've not seen that.
Oh, it's so good. And they wear these super creepy Salvador Dali masks when they're robbing the bank. Oh, you'd like it. It's good. It's kind of some Squid Game-y stuff going on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
We get listener emails, and the more often we do this, the more often people send us stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, we get this crazy thing. I'm fighting with somebody about this. I don't agree with this. What do you guys think? Would you share it on the show and see what your listeners think? And they often are kind of thought-provoking, so I just couldn't help myself. So
okay.
Here we go. The guy sends a note in. Name is Dave. My wife has been a minimalist with makeup since I met her, usually wearing no makeup at all. And that, by the way, is my personal preference. I've never been a big fan of makeup. I know there are some men that just think a red lip is sexy. I never understood the whole lipstick makeup thing.
You say that, but then you like when, like, I wear makeup. And I
don't like when you wear makeup.
Okay. Well, you've said that you
had
it.
You put on lipstick the other day because you couldn't find your chapstick and you felt like your lips were dry.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't like it. Remember?
Well, I feel like you don't like it because you don't want that on your lips.
Well, that's certainly part of it, but I'm not I'm just not a fan of a lot of makeup.
I hear you, and I appreciate that.
Having said all of that, as you know, and I've talked about this before, I used to wear makeup when I was doing television, and I thought it made me look so much better, I would sometimes wear it anytime I went into public.
Well, and I'm someone who definitely likes makeup. I just think it's fun to play. I like doing makeup. I think it's a lot of fun. But
eyeshadow is okay, a little blush maybe. Yeah. But to me, if you overdo it, it's too much.
It's interesting to me because you were once engaged to someone who used lipstick like Bozo the Clown.
Well, then I was not engaged to her anymore, was I? So, it didn't work out for a reason.
Okay.
Well, anyhow, that's what this guy says is the deal with his wife. She likes au naturel.
Sure.
Wonder if she's got hairy armpits too.
Gross. He didn't say that.
Well, he says this is a quality he's always appreciated. It's something I love about her, but I do also enjoy the random days when she does get dolled up for me. The thing is that she isn't the best at applying makeup. It's not that it comes out looking bad or anything like that. I guess my question is it inappropriate or hurtful that I gifted her a special day that included some makeup lessons for Christmas this year? I haven't given her the gift yet, but she can be sensitive with self-esteem. I told a buddy of mine this is what I was getting her, and he said, boy, that sounds stupid. What do you guys think?
Oh.
Rochelle would love your opinion. Dave.
Dave, I think it depends on how you present the gift.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's presented in the manner that, I love when you get dolled up, and I thought maybe you could go and get yourself some new makeup, and, they'll show you some new techniques. Fine.
I think Dave needs to figure out what he's into because he says he likes that she's plain Jane look.
Yeah.
And that's good for him and he appreciates it about her. But then he says he likes when she gets dolled up. So, Dave, you need to pick a lane. That's the first
thing. Well, again, I think you...
Let this poor woman know what it is going to please you and then go with it.
You say the same thing, though, because you say you like all natural. Though I have to say, every time I get very dolled up, it's a good night for us. That's all I'm saying. So you say you don't like it, but then your actions speak louder than your words.
How do you feel about me? Do you prefer me just when I roll out of bed, or do you like when I comb my hair and put the beard balm in and clean my glasses?
I like when you're clean.
Wear a bow tie. Yeah, you don't like me first thing in the morning?
No, I love you first thing in the morning, but if you're asking a preference, I like when your beard smells good. I like when your hair is brushed.
You know who likes me first thing in the morning and last thing at night?
Our cat.
Our cat, Rick.
Yeah.
He's like, take off your shoes. You've been wearing them all day. I bet they stink.
They do.
He's my favorite.
Well, back to Dave. I think that he can give her that. I don't think that's an insensitive gift. I think you can't say, you do your makeup really bad. Here's a gift certificate for you to figure out how to do it.
I think it's a terrible idea. Terrible idea. Never buy clothes for a woman unless she's with you and chooses it. Never buy anything for a woman unless she's there and chooses it.
Well, he didn't say he bought her makeup. He's saying he's buying her a special
day. Yeah, you kind of suck at putting on lipstick. I'm going to send you to a guy who's going to teach you how to do it.
It's all in the presentation, Dave.
All right, we got another one here. I'm telling you, stay away from it.
We have another one?
I have another listener email.
Okay.
This is, hey guys, this is from Rachel. I have a little drama of my own that I need to get off my chest and maybe get some advice on how you handle it. My fiance and I were just away somewhere very warm and beautiful. What's that like?
Yeah.
And had hired a house sitter to take care of our pets while we were away. She is the daughter of a friend of ours. She's 22 years old and comes across as responsible with a good head on her shoulders. So we paid her $15 a day. That's not bad, right?
Yeah, all right.
Long story short, we come home and found biological evidence on our bed.
Oh, no.
I guess I just want to know what you think and how to handle it because I'm angry and disgusted. My husband said, hey, she's a young girl. She's single. What do you expect? I'm non-confrontational on top of it, and I don't really know what to say, but I'm mad at her. I'm mad at my husband. I'm mad at my friend. You guys ever had this happen to you? I know you move a lot. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but.
Well, we probably need dog sitters and people sitters.
Yeah, I would say you call her up and you tell her and you take pictures of it and you say you're going to buy us a new comforter or whatever it is. I mean, I don't care
you
if
you would?
Yeah.
Because you're very non-confrontational.
I would be confrontational about that.
Yeah.
Was I not confrontational when the people came into the unit and didn't tell us and the poor cat?
Yes.
Speaking of poor little Rick, he got all scared?
You made me be confrontational.
No, I sent a note to the property manager, did I not?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. You were copied on it.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. You say something. Let me tell you, biological evidence is extra disgusting.
Yeah.
But if they had spilled ketchup on your sofa, you got to say something.
I guess. But
you wouldn't say anything?
No, I probably would because that's just who I am. But also, what are they going to do? What are you going to do at this point?
You're going to throw it away and you're going to buy me a new one. That's what you're going
to
do.
And what if they don't? You're going to take them to court?
Yeah, take it to small claims court.
Did you have a contract that said they couldn't do that in your bed?
Well, who does that?
You'll lose.
What are you, a monster?
I'm just saying.
I don't think you would lose. I think you have a good case.
Depends on the judge.
If the comforter don't fit, you will not acquit. That's what I think.
Okay.
Hashtag mom. It's on the way in just a couple minutes. Thank you, by the way, for all your emails. We really do enjoy seeing these every day. And we have nothing going on in our life, so it gives us something to talk about here.
True.
Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. Rochelle, well, we talked about this a while back. Opened up a OnlyFans account. And for those that are... Vinny just did a spit take in the corner of the studio.
You knew that, Vinny.
Now, I see your profile on there.
Have you been on the OnlyFans?
I have not.
No, I haven't been on there either. But actually, Rochelle is the one that told me about this. So I figured it's okay for me to know about it as a married guy.
I read an article about it because all the celebrities started going on there.
And I remember there was a mom whose kid got in trouble at school because they were shaming the fact that mom was taking these sexy pictures. If you're not familiar with it, this is a page where anybody could post a picture. Most of them are not explicit, but they tend to be...
A lot of them are.
Well, I don't know. It's not like...
you can post anything you want on there.
But so, most of them are people wearing lingerie and that kind of thing is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say that that's explicit, but yeah, there are a couple of celebrities that are on there and there are a lot of regular people that are making money and dancing around in their underpants and then people pay to see this stuff and it's a deal, right? So Rochelle decided she was going to put some glamour shots of herself up there, so she created a profile. Has not sent it public yet, but if you were to search her name... It would come up. Is that right?
You could find the name, and there's no content on it. So, like, it's not even that.
I thought you posted some pictures but made them private.
I have a...
no, not finding you.
I have a profile picture and a cover photo on there, but there's no content on it because, you know, the wine gave out that night, and I just didn't get up enough.
And by the way, if you wanted to post some pictures of yourself where you're just acting sexy, it doesn't even have to be in underpants.
Well, to be fair,
there's nothing wrong with that.
OnlyFans is not just sexy photos. Like, It, the majority of it is, but there are people who do other things like cooking and whatever. Some people just read the articles.
Can you imagine what kind of money you're making at a site like this? It's like, well, here's a great recipe for gazpacho.
Well, that's the thing. It's like an Instagram page, but it allows explicit photos where Instagram does not, and you also have to pay to see someone's page.
People post stuff that I can't believe they get away with on Instagram. Do they not?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, a lot of times they're flagged, but it'll take a little bit for that to happen.
Just put a little heart emoji where it should be and you're good.
There you go. Okay. Just cover it up a little bit.
Well, here's why I bring all of this up, because I know we talked about this. That page you've had there has been sitting there for about a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
A guy named Will that you went to high school with. Or was it high school?
It was high school.
Okay.
We used to call him BJ.
I'm sure you did.
I swear, that was his nickname, was BJ.
He sent you a Facebook message saying that he is surfing the OnlyFans and happens to see you and wants to know why you hadn't put any content up. He wrote you on the 4th of September, then again on October 17th, and again a few days ago on December the 4th. And I won't read all the messages out loud, but he's basically saying he's... interested to see your pictures. I'm ready to invest, ready to spend some cash. Please let me know when you post these. Can't wait to see them. Was
so
hoping
weird.
You were ready to share yourself with OnlyFans.
So weird. So weird.
You didn't respond to any of these, right?
No, I didn't respond to any of them. I mean, I have gone out and liked, you know, his brand new baby photos and the photos of him and his brand new wife, but like, that's so weird.
My guess is he's getting
the
brand new...
Don't show you're into him.
Well, this was prior to these messages, but I don't know if he felt like he could message me because
I was
going to
say he's about to get a brand new wife again once she catches on to this behavior. Don't you think?
Send her? I know her. I went to high school with her too, and that's what I'm saying. I feel like this is so weird because, like, do I send something to her and be like, your husband needs a layoff or just stay out of it? I don't know.
You should stay out of it. I mean, Vinny, I see what you're saying. Look, I like causing trouble. I like rolling a snowball than handing it off as much as the next guy. But there's no reason for you to ruin the guy's marriage.
I'm not the one ruining it. I'm not the one causing trouble. He's the one messaging me, and he knows that know her.
Why add yourself into the mix, into the gumbo?
I mean,
there's
I
no
don't,
reason.
I don't need to, but I just find it excessive.
It is excessive,
like,
but there's no reason for you to directly get involved, because he's going to blame you if you break up his marriage for pointing out that
he shouldn't have sent me a private message, then, you weirdo.
I guess.
Are you doing?
I don't know.
You know that I know her, and I they just got married. They just had a baby. What are you doing?
Maybe they got different rules. Now, listen, I understand the rules for me. I mean, if I ever get caught doing that, I'm going to be murdered.
Yeah, absolutely. That's 100% true.
There'd be a saw situation and then a murder.
Uh-huh.
But maybe for this guy, you know, she doesn't care what he does.
Maybe. Maybe you're right. I shouldn't just assume, but I also just find it very weird. And beyond that, like, I made this page, and it was more just like you were encouraging me to try to be, you know, a little more confident.
I think it's great.
I know you do. I know this is something that you like.
And it's not just because I think it's kind of sexy. I think you know, you're a radio superstar. You should be out there being sexy. Every actress, every TV person does this. I mean, like, for example, Megyn Kelly, right? She's was on Fox, of all things.
Okay.
She's got pictures from Maxim Pictures out there. She's a journalist. So my point is, just about everybody that's out in the public eye will do sexy pictures sometime. If anybody would pay to see this, I would post it. Let me tell you.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Is it wrong for me to start my own OnlyFans, but not use my pictures? Maybe just like go on Instagram, screenshot.
Yes, you can do that.
Yeah, I think that would be
guys' pictures.
No, you can't do
that.
What
about Julian Edelman's shirtless pictures?
I mean, I think people would know that there's got to be some sort of copyright infringement there.
Listen, the Getty Image people would be after your ass right away.
I'm just saying, I'll Google Julian Edelman shirtless.
You know,
a few screenshots. You know, try and make some.
You put yourself in that elf in a shelf outfit that we've got for you. Only you go shirtless there, and I feel like you'd make some money. You'd be the sexy elf on the shelf.
There we go.
Because you do look like him.
Mothers.
I got to say, are you going to, Rochelle is showing me the cover photo of her OnlyFans page. Are you going to screenshot that and share it on our social media?
No.
I think it'll be our number one picture. Absolutely.
You think so, huh?
Because you know that every man is going to want to check it out if he can get away with it. And you know every woman is going to want to see what you look like.
That's not necessary. I mean, there are photos of us on social media. I don't need to... You know, I don't need to post that, but
no, I
just was showing you that there was
would
no.
Just follow it.
No,
you know, just see if their husband's on it.
As they should.
The boy is not wrong.
And I will tell you.
The young lad is not
wrong.
I'll
message you and let you know if they private message me. So
we need
you
to get this.
Do like a catfish OnlyFans. Like,
there you go.
Exactly.
Deal in.
Oh. This segment sponsored by a divorce attorney.
There you go.
So we can make a little something off it. Rochelle has a confession she'd like to make, actually, before we get here to your hashtag mom
confessions.
She hates projection lighting in lieu of traditional Christmas decorations.
I do. I think they're lazy. I think they look pretty on the house, but I think if you're going to do Christmas lights, you got to do them.
So if you think they look lazy, then why are you throwing shade at the people for being lazy?
You're not necessarily throwing shade.
I can see you saying that they're not to your taste, that you prefer the traditional bulb.
I do. I prefer the traditional bulb. I just don't get it. Like
buying one of those things with the card that swirls around, you got to get the, it's almost like a ViewMaster, right? They're probably more expensive than buying Christmas lights for
like
a buck.
They're like $40 and you project them up against the side of your house.
So it actually does take some effort. So why are people lazy?
I mean, I don't know if lazy is maybe not the right word, but obviously to string up lights in your house takes a lot of work, right?
Yeah.
You just plugged in one thing and walked away. And now you got a disco ball glaring at your house. And if I'm your neighbor, I'm not really happy about it.
Disco ball.
That's what it looks like. It looks like the lights of a disco ball
so
just
think,
shining all over
you
your
think
house.
This thing would be more intrusive than traditional lights to a neighbor?
100%.
Yeah.
Especially, there are people with multiple ones with like the get the snowflakes going and they're all just projection lights.
Here's what we don't need is for you to have the 16-foot Frosty the Snowman in your front yard. With the air machine making it.
You don't like the inflatables.
It's ridiculous.
I think those are
kind of
cute.
Inflatables are fine. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're a venue, okay? If you're if you're the Magic Kingdom, then fine. But not if you're Larry who lives next door on your little 12x14 piece of grass.
I guess we all have our thing. You don't like the inflatables. I don't like the projection lights.
While you're at it, take down those flamingos in the yard. We don't need that either. Take them down.
Why do they have flamingos in the yard?
People used to do that. They put flamingos in the yard. I'm sure that's something.
Isn't that a birthday thing?
A birthday thing?
Yeah, they used to send the flamingos out for, you know, if it's someone's 50th birthday, they'll put 50 flamingos.
Fake flamingos, love.
Right.
Fake flamingos in the yard. It's just like a lawn
decoration.
That's
what I'm saying.
It's not for your birthday.
Oh, okay.
We're not releasing the doves.
I meant fake flamingos, too. I did. I'll show you later.
Can I be honest with you? I've lost interest in this conversation.
Okay, so we're just done then?
Talking about flamingos.
Okay,
now,
perfect.
We'll do some confessions, but I'm done talking about flamingos.
Okay.
Because I know what's going to happen next is you're going to go into why it is they have pink feathers. Because what they eat causes their feathers.
Again, I was talking about decorative flamingos,
okay,
so I'm
good.
Not sure what you're talking about. I don't know anybody who has a real flamingo in their yard.
Well, in Florida, they've got flamingos everywhere. Your mother lives there.
My mother does not have a flamingo in her yard.
They could fly in.
My mother has beer cans in her yard.
Or walk in. Garden gnomes, can we get rid of those?
Okay.
Do we have time for this now?
Candy Kara 89 says, adulthood is realizing you were right in high school when you said you'd never use trigonometry again.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'll bet your scientists don't use trigonometry.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't even know what trigonometry is, if I'm being honest with you.
I don't either.
Or why people decorate their yards with gnomes and flamingos.
Leslie Brown said, the problem with kids is that you're physically ready to have them at 20. You're only mentally ready at 45.
Or never.
Melissa Brown said, to the mom in the drop-off line who sprinted over to me to yell that I'm not allowed to get out of the car to help my kid put on their 100-pound backpack, maybe it's time to switch to decaf.
That sounds like the traffic cop at the airport when you're trying to pick up.
Listen, Karen, back up.
Good gravy. Hashtag mom.
God, fashion.
Every day, 720, 920. Use that hashtag. Send us a little something in any of our socials. Might hear yours right here tomorrow. It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. You know, you do a morning radio show like we do, and maybe you're listening to us on demand. You're listening to the podcast, so this doesn't occur to you, but you do a show like we do, and you're tired all the time.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what time you go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how much coffee you drink or what you eat. You try and eat healthy, you know, get the natural energy, have an orange in the morning, that kind of thing. It doesn't make any difference. Maybe you'll go a day or so where you feel like, well, this could be all right. Inevitably, you'll be tired. Is this not true? Vinny, you agree with this. You're tired all the time, right?
Yeah. I mean...
Yeah, all of us are exhausted all the time. It's just
it's
goes
a
with
weird
the,
schedule.
Goes with the territory when you do this. And listen, I know it's not just us. There's truck drivers that do this schedule.
Yeah, absolutely.
Teachers get to the classroom 6:30 in the morning for the kids coming in 7:15.
Starbucks workers
are there 4:30 in the
morning. I know.
Okay,
it's crazy.
So you work at a coffee house, and there's a lot of different jobs that are like this. But certainly, you're exhausted all the time. And I said, you know, it's an example of something with the human body that if I ever got God's ear, I would say this is a flaw, in my opinion. Now, listen, if he's not interested, or if she or whatever God is not interested in hearing my opinion, that if the deity is not interested in hearing my opinion, that'd be fine. But if I was given audience with God, I might say, you know, if we could redesign to human 2.0, it might be a good idea to have humans not be tired all the time, or have there just be a button. You know, you choose when it is you need sleep.
Your body needs sleep, though. That's
yeah,
the
I understand,
thing.
But I think
but you're
it's
saying
a,
it shouldn't need
yes,
it anymore.
I think
it
it's a flaw.
Run.
It's a flaw that depending on how long you're awake, that you get tired.
I think it's a good thing that a lot of people are sleeping at one time, and there's just kind of a rest period where, like, there's not a million people on the streets. There's not everything's not always open. Like, I think it's a good thing.
I mean, you think it's a good thing that people go to bed every night?
Yes, I think there's a reason for bed.
Yeah, man, everyone's in bed. It's a perfect time for the government to go do some crazy stuff.
No,
everyone's gonna be sleeping.
No, wait a minute.
That's
wait
not
a minute.
What I meant.
You're describing the plot of The Purge, okay? So that's not what we're talking about here. But I think that's a flaw. Now, listen, that's not the only flaw. Obviously, people that are psychopaths, that would certainly be a flaw. So
we
should definitely wire the brain for people not
Let's
to be
eliminate the psychopaths.
Yeah, that's probably that'd probably be a good thing. People that are rude, people that cheat, all these sort of things, we could fix those things.
Uh-huh.
That's a given, right? But I'm going to give you another one, and this is a little bit of a stretch here. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I feel as though there should be one edifice on the body for releasing waste. Shouldn't be one hole for one thing, one hole for another.
I don't even all know the how wiring, to respond to
and
that.
And I'll tell you why. Think about this. If you're building a building, you got one set of plumbing. Why are we releasing things
you
from
don't
two
have
different
one,
valves?
There's one set, but there's a ton of different tubes. Like, there's, you don't,
yeah,
this
but all
proves
the tubes,
you know nothing about plumbing.
Yeah, I know everything there is to know about plumbing. I love plumbing.
No.
I love building design.
No.
I love architecture.
The clean water comes out of a different tube than the dirty water goes out of. That's how plumbing works.
That is true, but what I'm talking about is waste. I'm saying use your mouth to drink water and keep the, you know, your body is 70% water. You need water,
uh-huh,
right? We agree with that. That goes in your mouth. There's a hole for that. And we should have another hole for waste disposal, just like a building releasing their, you know, the waste from their toilets
and
such.
I'm so confused. Do we not have that hole?
No, we don't.
Do you?
We have one for liquid waste removal. We have another for poo. I think there should be one hole
Listen,
for each. It'd be more efficient in the human body.
I'm just going to, I got to say it. Like,
yeah, go ahead.
As a woman,
yeah,
I don't want to like hang out in your nether regions where your poo's coming out, okay?
But you wouldn't be. You would. This is exactly my point. It would leave, at least in a man, the other edifice there would be only for that purpose.
So you're saying,
man,
this is too much. I need
Good
so
morning,
much
kids.
More coffee.
So knowing there was that for a dedicated purpose, women should endorse this plan. So if I had, let's just think about this
Thank
again.
Thank God you I'm are not the, God, okay?
Well, I'm not saying I'm God. I'm saying I'm at the pearly gates and God says, hey, Robbie, just curious, any input? No, I would never say, God, we need to talk. But if God asked me,
okay,
I would say, you know,
okay, good luck with that.
We humans created buildings, so maybe we could give you some input.
I feel like God's going to be like, let's put a pin in that one. Let's just put a pin in that one, you know?
I don't know what's wrong with me, but whatever that is, God should probably fix all
this
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whatever went wrong with me, he probably should throw that patent right away, okay? Yep.
God, you know, maybe just one hole. Just a universal hole.
All right. It was a stupid idea, okay? All right. Forget it. Well, you can catch up on the podcast anytime. All you got to do is hop on the website, click our page, or search Robbie and Rochelle wherever you get your podcast. And there it is, like a Christmas stocking stuffer. A couple things for any this morning we thought you'd like to know. Speaking of the holidays, here's a mashup. One of your favorites, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas, and Twisted Sister.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I see why that's trending. That's pretty good.
I like it better.
Although it's amazing to me that people have the time to do this all day. But, man, that's a heartwarming holiday hit right there. Well, this is nice. It's also kind of funny, but it's nice. There's a couple from Louisiana, and they easily could have just called animal control and yanked the thing out of there. But they were trying to humanely remove a skunk who got trapped underneath their porch. Now, what's funny is a husband's getting squirted.
Oh, no, like sprayed?
Skunk, I'm trying to help you.
Oh, no.
I'm going to win this war.
Oh, you got a tail raised.
Back up.
Back up.
Back up.
All right, let's add this to the list of reality shows that I would like to produce. We got the New Zealand guy with the potato, and now we get this couple from Louisiana.
Back up.
Back up.
Don't forget the other lady from Maryland that raised a potbelly pigs.
Oh, yes.
This is a whole series of reality shows I'd like to produce for E, okay?
You just need to make your own channel.
Well, she's in the news again. Remember Tessica Brown? She put that Gorilla Glue in her hair, thought it would work as hair gel.
Yes.
Well, she says now she started losing her hair because even though she hasn't fully been able to get the Gorilla Glue out, she tried to dye her hair.
Oh, my gosh.
My hair. It don't move. It don't move my hair.
Okay.
She just needs to shave it all off and start over again.
I think that's probably a good idea. Yeah. Well, I feel vindicated, kind of, because I was saying that we need someone like Andrea Bocelli to go in and cut a really nice Hebrew song for those that celebrate Hanukkah.
Sure.
Because really all we've got is the Adam Sandler. I said we need some quality songs for the Hanukkah season.
Yes.
What we do have is Haim. Are they a group or music? I think it's a group.
A group, yeah.
Doing an update to the Hanukkah song. Adam Sandler said he approves.
Really?
Maya Rudolph. Lights the menorah, so does Japanese breakfast, and the dancers do the horror.
All right, well, at least we get something for people celebrating Hanukkah that's new and
fresh
this year.
Aren't those just original words, though? Yeah, so they didn't update it, they're just singing it.
Well, they added new people to the song.
Oh.
I don't think Maya Rudolph was included
in
the first
fair.
One. They were talking about Fonzie in the first song. Can we hear the lady again with the skunk?
I'm going to win this war.
Oh, you got a tail raised.
Back up.
Back up, baby.
I love that so much.
Back up.
Did you see that picture over the weekend on Instagram that Britney Spears posted of herself? She looks like she's in a horror movie.
Yes.
Her eyes are googly. I mean, I don't know what is going on with her.
Yes.
Hi, so as your therapist today, I'm here to just ask you a couple of questions. Not here to trouble you. I just want you to be completely relaxed.
This is what she's talking about. Is she's pretending to be the therapist that she's seen over the years when she was trying to get out of the conservatorship. So.
She said she was doing 10 hours a day of therapy.
Obviously, that's not...
It wasn't working, Britt. Like, I'm not sure what your therapist was doing or talking to
you
about.
She was not in therapy for 10 hours a day. I mean, what was she being waterboarded at Gitmo?
I mean, come on.
That would be torture to do that to somebody.
Crazy.
Come on. Well, according to Twitter Diagnostics, you know how they keep track of all the posts and that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
The top three NBA team fans who complain the most about the refs officiating a game. Lakers, number one.
Okay.
Followed by the Knicks and then the New Jersey Nets.
Interesting.
What team is LeBron playing for these days? He's still in Miami, isn't he?
I think he's in Miami,
Can't keep track of it. You'd think they'd be complaining after all his behavior.
They just gave up on complaining. They said, whatever.
They certainly haven't stopped complaining about his acting performance in Space Jam 2.
I'm shorter than Kevin Hart.
That hasn't stopped.
I like that movie.
He got a zero on a Rotten Tomatoes for that.
It was cute.
Chris Cuomo fired by CNN. You've heard that by now. And his brother used to be the governor of New York, of course, and he was forced to resign. Now, if only we could do something about Wolf Blitzer's beard. Can we do something about Wolf Blitzer's beard, CNN?
I always wanted to be kissed by a man with a beard.
While you're doing some personnel changes... Let's shave Wolf's beard.
Do you think he looks better without the beard?
I don't really like his... You know what?
Well,
let's have him do voiceover only.
Okay.
Can we do that?
There you go.
Actually, let's move him behind the scenes. Let's have him shuffle some papers. just can't stand the guy.
Wow.
I don't know what it is. It's nothing personal. I'm sure he's a nice man. Mm-hmm. I just don't like him on television reading the news.
Okay.
I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
Martha Stewart was on with Andy Cohen, you know, that Watch What Happens thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy asked her if she's still looking for love. And she said, no, I have a boyfriend. And this was kind of big news because nobody's ever seen Martha out with a man anywhere.
Yeah.
And she would not reveal any details other than, I have a boyfriend, of course.
Is it Snoop?
No, it's not. No, Snoop is married, happily married. But this is what I was going to say is, I want to know if Snoop likes the guy. I want to know if Snoop approves. Is this boyfriend Snoop approved?
Do you think they double date?
I think they absolutely double date. And I think that Snoop is probably who she calls to say, I just can't stand it. I can't believe that he talked to me like that. He's like, what'd he say to you, Martha? I'll mess him up.
I also like that 80-year-old Martha is saying she has a boyfriend.
Well, of course she does.
This goes back to that thing. I'll bet she's got
a young hot stud.
You think so?
I bet she does.
You think it is actually a boyfriend?
I don't know. Whomever it is, I'm sure Snoop had to give the stamp of approval.
I hope so.
Because they are best friends.
I hope that's
your reality show right there.
There you go.
Forget the baking.
Martha dates?
Yeah. Let's have Snoop host a dating competition where you get to date Martha Stewart.
That would be interesting,
actually. We'll put Vinny on that show.
He couldn't handle Martha. Are you kidding me?
Hi.
Aroma nizzle, baby.
New survey from Neighbor.com. More than 50% of Americans say they've attempted to hide a Christmas gift they bought for someone in the household that was discovered before Christmas.
Oh, that's the worst.
Number one place to hide gifts in bedroom closets.
Oh, that's a bad hiding place.
I like this. Number four, on top of the fridge.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, is that a Tickle Me Elmo up there? No, that's a bowl of fruit. Have you ever
hidden a gift?
I think bedroom closet would be my go-to.
Right.
That's probably what most people do.
I've actually hidden gifts before in like the pantry and stuff, knowing that the kids would never go in there. Mm. And they did it.
They had no need for spice.
Right.
No need for cinnamon on my cereal.
They're great.
Sometimes I put yours in the washer because I know you'll never go in there.
Hopefully it doesn't get lost like the matching sock. Well, this is unbelievable. There's a guy who goes to the ER. He's from England, and they found something up his no-go hole, if you know what I'm saying. I know we were talking about this earlier. A huge anti-tank artillery shell that doctors had authenticated. They believe it's from 1942 during World War II and all the bombings in London. He said it was an accident because he found it in his backyard.
What?
And then slipped and fell onto it butt first, and that's how it got up there.
No way. I'm calling false. No way did you find that in your yard and then why are you naked in your yard?
Well, maybe it ripped through his pants.
No, it didn't. Do you know the odds of that happening?
Nazis. I hate these guys.
Yeah, if you had an artillery shell up your ass, you'd probably hate them more too. There's one more reason to hate the Nazis.
Did you need any more reasons?
No, but there's one more nonetheless.
Okay.
World famous celebrity birthday file this Tuesday. Aaron Carter, 34. Sarah Bareilles, you know, that Broadway musical there. Can't remember what it's called, but it's about the waitresses. It might be called Waitress.
It's called Waitress.
Yeah, that's what it is. She's 42. T.O. Terrell Owens. Remember the time he started to cry?
Yes, I do.
That was so good. Do we have that? Or we'll find it. He's 48. Larry Bird, 65 today.
It's really unfair.
That's my team.
That's my team.
That's my quarterback.
That's my quarterback.
Oh, man, I love that.
I feel like you know more about that than any other sports thing ever. Like,
it's funny because I also like the Nancy Kerrigan crying clip.
It's true.
So I have this weird fetish.
This is the extent of your sports knowledge.
Upset athletes. Yeah. Today was National Cotton Candy Day, National Letter Writing Day, and it is, and I think we mentioned this beginning of the show, even though you two nerds didn't remember this, it's National Pearl Harbor.
A date which will live in infamy.
Remembrance Day, which is an important thing.
Yes, it is.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Man, I like this. And you know, this could be something you do over the holidays. You go back to mom's house, right? You pull out the yearbook off the shelf. You haven't looked at it in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a famous person? Was there a famous person who went to your high school? And double your money if there's somebody that you attended school with.
I don't think I attended school with, not the years I graduated, anyone who was actually famous. But I did have people graduate from my high school.
There are notable alumni from your school?
Yes. Yeah. There's. So if you go like on the Wikipedia page, there's an Olympic swimmer.
Oh, so Rochelle
from 1981.
Rochelle has sent me a screenshot of the Wikipedia page for her school.
Yeah.
And she is listed among the notable alumni. I'm going to go ahead and guess that you added it in yourself.
No.
That's so fantastic.
No.
Can you do that for me as well?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
You just have to have a source. So as long as you source it, you can add whoever you want.
So there's an Olympic swimmer.
John, what did you say his last name was? He's a pitcher for the Boston Red Sox now. Schreiber. John Schreiber. He graduated from my school in 2012.
Okay.
And grew up in my area. So.
Well, that's great.
You know, that's it, though. There's three.
Whereas you grew up in Detroit. There are a lot of famous people from Detroit.
Oh, yeah. All kinds.
And all kinds of, show business and sports and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
There are a couple of famous people that went to my school, somewhat famous people.
Who do you know of any?
There's a guy named Josh Schwartz, who is the producer of Gossip Girl and the OC.
Oh, that's cool.
If you're into piano music, classical music, there's a kid who's just a year ahead of me named Nico Muley, who went to my school.
Didn't Gloria Vanderbilt go to your school?
I don't know. It's possible. She's like 110 years old. That's Anderson Cooper's mother.
Yeah,
the lady
yeah.
with the jeans.
I'm pretty sure she went to your school. Okay. She graduated from there.
Well, I mean,
super cool.
Are you implying that I would have known Gloria Vanderbilt? She was born in like 1890. Okay.
No, but
maybe not 1890. But you know what I'm saying.
I would think that's a very big name. You would know if that name went to your school. Like if you had someone.
I mean,
that
now that
famous,
you're saying it vaguely, yeah. But I mean, that was at least 50 years before I went to school. Okay.
That you went to school with Gloria Vanderbilt.
Well, I'm just a little sensitive. All right.
I would think there might be a plaque or something up that said that she went to your school.
Not that
I recall.
Not that okay. I recall. They should be impressed that I went to the school. You know what? We had a school radio station there.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of have mentioned this a few. Now, I have never given money to the school.
Well, this is why you don't have a plaque.
But I have kept in touch with a few people over the years who were there, and I don't want a plaque. I thought that they should name the broadcast facility after me.
You got to donate to get that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but they should do it anyway. They should do it as an honor.
Just because?
Yes, because I'm a big alumni.
Mm-hmm.
If your kid wants to be in radio, there's no one else there that did it seriously after doing it for fun in school. But look at me with my own show.
They want a $10,000 check for them to name it FDU. I'm just letting you know. That's how that works.
But they might get other $10,000 donations if it's like, wow, my son is broadcasting from the Robbie Bridges studio.
Well, maybe you can call up Gloria Vanderbilt and ask her to write a check
on behalf
of your...
Gloria Vanderbilt is dead.
I'm just saying.
You cold-hearted son of a bitch.
Get her to donate in your name.
Call up Anderson Cooper, though.
There you go.
Yo, Coop.
He's not going to answer your
silver
call.
Silver Fox.
He is a Silver Fox.
How you doing? I need a high school radio station named after me.
Goals.
Yeah, that is goals.
That's
you know,
fair.
I'm not kidding at all. You know that,
oh,
right?
I know you're not.
You're a famous person from your school that you went to school with. High school, college.
Sure.
Did you go to school when they were also attending?
Mm-hmm.
That's your he said.
She said.
We're going back in the yearbooks today. Talking about famous alumni, schoolmates. From your school, whether it was where you went to college, your high school, maybe your junior high school, maybe it was your nursery school.
Yeah.
You know? You think about the, I know it's not a school, but you think about the Mickey Mouse Club,
mm-hmm.
and you see all the famous people, Brittany,
sure.
Christina, Ryan Gosling, they all knew each other when they were little kids because they were on that show. So the same sort of thing. Maybe you all went to the same preschool together or whatever the deal is. Is there a famous person or persons who went to your school, went to your college? Did you attend when they were attending at the same time? It was years before you were there, years since.
Shelley said Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds is a great
That's
answer.
That's super fun. Jacob said, I graduated with Rob Van Winkle, a.k.a. Vanilla Ice, at Turner School in Texas. He was a really nice guy.
I'm sure he was.
And Maggie said, Meryl Streep, Mountaineers, class of 66.
There he is. There's Burt Reynolds.
That's a great laugh.
I knew he had that somewhere.
And do we know where Burt Reynolds went to school?
I think he's from Michigan, like you.
Is he?
Something like
that.
I
feel like we got to look it up.
All right, you look that up. We'll go grab caller number two.
Adrian Gonzalez. He's a famous baseball player.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very cool. That's awesome.
Did he play baseball in high school, too?
Yeah, he did, apparently. That's where they got him. So I just remember hearing all the big fuss about it.
Yeah, that's how that works, usually. They scout them.
I guess it'd be real funny if he was just in the math team. And
he happened to have that ability.
Happened to decide to go into baseball, yeah. Let's go back to line one.
So I grew up in Massachusetts, and the keyboardist for Phish, Paige McConnell, I think their name is, he went to my high school.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
We find out where Burt Reynolds went to school? No, we're still working on that. Our crack team of investigative reporters.
College, he went to Florida State University.
Well, there you go.
So I don't know what high school he went to, but Florida State University.
Is there a famous person or persons you went to school with or who at least attended your school before you or after you? That's your he said.
She said.
Or your answer's coming up.
It's he said. She said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
Well, this is fun today. And by the way, if you do have a famous person who went to your school, your college, whatever it is, and you have the yearbook that they are also in.
Oh, yeah.
Please show us that picture.
Yes,
if please. If you're going to send us a text or post on Facebook, if you have it handy, we would love to see that. So that's what we're talking about today. Famous alumni you went to school with. Maybe you consider yourself to be a famous alumni.
Gail said Tina Fey at Upper Derby in Pennsylvania?
Upper Darby, I think.
Darby?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Will said, my sister-in-law, before she married my brother, went to college at Glenville State with Channing Tatum in early 2000.
Well, hello.
I like how he said, before she married my brother. Like, maybe they dated.
Well, I hope so for her sake.
Julia said, I graduated from the same high school as Brad Pitt. My media teacher told me he was a major douchebag.
He pretty much looked the same. I've happened to have seen his high school picture.
Uh-huh.
It's like Leo DiCaprio looked such a dweeb when he went to school.
Yeah, he was a little nerdy.
He's, some of these people just looked so much different than they did. When they get a few bucks, you look a heck of a lot better. You know what I'm saying?
Leo has the same face, though, but he was a little, you know, he was a little...
He looked dweeby.
I've always been a fan of Leo, but I'll okay.
I'm not a fan of his work, but he looked a little dweeby
but
when
I'll
he
give
was
it to you.
12
Brad,
years old.
Brad
you know?
Pitt has always looked like Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
He just really has.
He was walking around a little five-year-old body with a Brad Pitt head.
That's why
you know
he
what
was
saying?
A douchebag. He knew it.
All right. Can we go to line three?
Well, they didn't go to my high school when I went there, but they would always talk about him going to high school there, the older generation, maybe like the class after me. But Leonardo DiCaprio.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Leo. I always hear stories about him.
Leo.
Was he the Casanova in those days as well, from what you heard?
I think because he was on that TV show Growing Pains.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he, and then he was... I don't know. I don't really know, but I just know people that like went to school with him that they would talk about him when I would go to the same high school after he had graduated. So.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
I don't know that we can top that one.
Famous people went to the school you went to. That's a way to put it. We'll keep those going if you want to text us. Send us a picture if you can. Or also on our Facebook, run a little graphic there. He said.
She said.